Gavin Newsom accuses Target CEO of selling out LGBTQ+ community by removing pride items from Satanist designer. By Catherine Hamilton on May 24, 2023. Far-left California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., accused the CEO of Target of selling out the LGBTQ+ community for removing certain pride-themed items associated with the Satanist designer Apparel after receiving backlash. CEO of Target Brian Cornell selling out the LGBTQ+ community to extremists is a real profile in courage. This isn't just a couple stores in the South. There is a systematic attack on the gay community happening across the country, Newsom claimed in a Tuesday social media post. Wake up, America. This doesn't stop here. You're black? You're Asian? You're Jewish? You're a woman? You're next, he added. As Breitbart News reported, Target's Pride collection has been the subject of criticism following its rollout, as it offers an array of items for children and babies as well as transgender swimsuits for adults with tuck-friendly and light-binding effects. The report continues. But in the midst of the Pride-themed onesies, socks, shoes, and swimsuits were at least two items by the UK-based designer Apparel. The individual behind the brand identifies as a transgender gay man, a biological woman attracted to males, and Satanist, even paying homage to the satanic figure Baphomet and asserting that Satan respects pronouns. While that design was not offered at Target stores, the woke company offered two designs from the designer, a top reading Cure Transphobia Not Trans People and a tote bag reading Too Queer for Here. Now, when searching for the brand on the Target website, it states, "We couldn't find a match for your search. Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work," Target said in a statement, according to Reuters. "Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior," it continued. Other items from the retail chain's Pride collection are also under review, including some children's merchandise, tuck-friendly swimsuits marketed to men who identify as women, and light-binding tops to women who identify as men. This move comes on the heels of an emergency call taking place, resulting in certain Target stores moving the Pride sections, typically displayed prominently at the front of the stores, to smaller sections in the back, Breitbart News reported. Under Newsom's leadership, California notably became the first sanctuary state this year for so-called transgender children seeking drugs and surgeries to alter their physical manifestations of secondary sex characteristics, which are restricted in some states. California's Department of Education also does not allow teachers to tell parents about a change in a student's gender identity unless the student gives permission. Students who identify as transgender are allowed to participate in school activities, including sports, and use the bathrooms and locker rooms for the sex they believe they are. Newsom also has a history of targeting churches and houses of worship. Last year, he infamously misused the words of Jesus Christ to justify aborting unborn babies.